You're listening to SBS News.
If you're an Australian citizen aged 18 years or older, you're required to vote in this year's federal election. It's up to every voter to ensure they're on the electoral roll and their details are correct. If not, you may not be able to cast a ballot. Phil Dyack from the Australian Electoral Commission says almost 600,000 Australians are missing from the roll.
It's really important for people who've moved since the last federal election or since they were enrolled to make sure that they're up to date with their address details or even if they've changed their name.
Voters must do this before the electoral roll closes at 8 p.m. on April 18th. Mr. Dyack says all Australians should check their enrolment details before then so they can have their say. He says this can be easily checked and updated by going to the Australian Electoral Commission website. While early voting is available for the upcoming election, most Australians will head to a local polling place on election day. One advantage of in-person voting is the availability of a democracy sausage, or the fundraising barbecues held at many polling places. Mr. Dyack explains what else voters might expect at the polling booth.
If you're voting on polling day in your home electorate, your name will be marked off the electorate roll and you'll be given a white ballot paper for the Senate and a green ballot paper for the House of Representatives. Now, the voting method for these ballot papers is different and it's very important to follow the instructions on the ballot paper.
The House of Representatives is also known as the House of Government, because whoever controls the chamber forms the government of the day. At the 2019 election, 151 people will be selected to sit in the House of Representatives. Mr. Dyack explains the process of voting in the lower house.
For the Green House of Representatives ballot paper, you need to number every box with consecutive numbers from one through to however many candidates appear on the ballot paper.
The candidate who gets more than half of the vote wins that electorate. Mr. Dyack says the reason voters need to number every box on their white ballot paper is because the Australian electoral system is preferential.
The intent of the preferential voting system is to ensure that the most preferred candidate, looking at all the preferences, is the one that's elected. This comes into play, of course, when no candidate has achieved more than 50% of the first preference vote.
So if no candidate gets more than 50% at the first count, the person with the least votes is eliminated, and the people who voted for them have their second preferences counted. This continues until one of the candidates has more than 50% of the vote. The winning candidate from every electorate is tallied, and the party with the majority of seats, that is 76, forms government. The leader of that party then assumes the role of Prime Minister. If neither party has enough seats to form government, it's called a hung parliament. Political parties then approach other parties or independent members to ask them to form a coalition. This happened in 2010 when Julia Gillard had to form government with the help of Greens and independent MPs. Voting for Australia's upper house, the Senate, works differently. Each state will elect six senators, while the Australian Capital Territory and the Northern Territory will elect two senators each. Mr. Dyack says there are two ways to vote for the Senate: above the line or below the line.
If you're voting above the line, you need to number at least six boxes for the party or group appearing above the line. If voting below the line, you need to number at least 12 boxes for individual candidates of your choice.
From there, you can continue to number the candidates in as many boxes below the line as you like. Amy Hall, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.